going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday, we do it once again, Dirty Work Wednesday, and who do we have today?
Hi, Shaggy and Natalia. I'm Emily, and I'm calling from Chesapeake.
Emily from Chesapeake, what can we do with you today? I guess some dirty work, right?
Yeah, so I've been hooking up sort of and talking to this guy named Justin for a few weeks, and we haven't gone out together at all. It's like no dinners or anything like that. He'll just come over to my place or I'll go to his place. And it's just like only after I get off work.
Oh, baby. He just wants naughty time. And it already sounds like to me that he's using you.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of thought that too. But I'm a nurse and I work a lot. And again, we hang out like anytime I get off work. So it's not like I see him a lot, you know.
So when you say like you work a lot, like how many days are we talking here?
Like I pretty much work 6 days a week.
Okay, well, have you said anything to him about wanting to like go grab dinner, like see a movie, or do anything other than stay at someone's place and hook up for the night?
Yeah, I've mentioned that to him, but he's on some crazy diet and he says he'd rather not go out to eat. So it's like when I get off work, it's pretty late and it's just convenient to just go over to each other's places.
I feel like this reminds me of the Bridesmaid movie when she's over his house and all they hook up and he like rolls over, like makes her leave,
that's
you know?
Right.
No, it's definitely not like that. It's like I stay the night. Usually we wake up there. I, you know, take my time leaving in the morning and he definitely doesn't kick me out right after we hook up. And sometimes we do stay at my place.
Okay, so let me guess. You want us to call him and find out if he's interested in you more than just a hookup.
Yes, I do.
So, how did you two meet?
Oh, actually, we met at my job. I was working one night, and he came in with a sprained ankle, and he thought he had injured it more from playing basketball with some of his friends. But before he left, he made this comment that I looked really good in my scrubs, and then the next thing I know, he saw me on social media, and he started DMing me.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll give him a call, and we'll try to find out what's going on.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. And I know he is into me because he always wants to see me as soon as I get off work. And it's like, he doesn't even want me to go home and change out of my scrubs or, you know, he just like wants to meet me at my house as soon as I pull up from work. So it's like obvious to me that he is really excited to see me.
Okay, so I actually have an idea on how we can trick him and get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. So we put you on hold. I need Justin's number. We'll call him right after this song, okay?
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Justin, please?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Dave, and I work with Emily. I was reaching out because Emily is about to get a promotion at work, and she doesn't know. So I'm kind of gathering a lot of her close friends to, like, I don't know, like throw like a surprise dinner as a celebration for her big promotion. And she talks about you a lot, pretty much all the time. And I know she means a lot to you, and it would mean a lot to her if you make it. So I'm kind of reaching out to you.
Oh, man, that sounds cool. How about this? Can I just help pay for it? Like, maybe Venmo you to help pay for her dinner versus showing up? Because I don't think I'll be able to make it.
Okay, well, is there like a day of the week that works like better for you? Like I said, she talks about you a lot, so I know it would mean the world to her if you were a part of this.
All right, well, the thing is, I don't really even eat dinner after a certain time. And can I just, let me just help pay for the dinner. You know, I'll put some money towards it. Because I have a real specific diet, to tell you the truth. It's kind of weird, but
yeah, no, dude, you don't even have to eat. Just showing up for Emily's celebration surprise dinner would, like, mean the world to her.
Yeah, man. Listen, I work a lot, right? So I can't, like, confirm that I'll be there. It's just a lot. You know what I mean?
So, okay, what about a lunch? Like, maybe even a brunch. How about that?
Well, so this is going to happen like right after work, or how does that work? Like, shouldn't we come straight from work to this lunch brunch thing, or what?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if that works for you, then yeah. If that's you and your schedule, we can make that work.
Well, if she shows up in her scrubs, then there may be a chance that I can make it to this lunch brunch celebration thingy thing.
So the scrubs, what is it? Like, dude, I'm confused. Like, why are the scrubs such a, like, a big deal?
Come on, man. You know. You work with her? Isn't Emily, like, in scrubs, like, a thing at the job?
No, I mean, not really. It's like our uniform. We're all wearing the scrubs, so we are used to seeing each other in them.
Man, look, dude, straight up. If you really want me to go, like, you know, I'll go, but she isn't my girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? She just literally comes over in her scrubs, and I find it, bro, it's f***ing irresistible. Super f***ing hot. We've never been to dinner or a movie. Like, we just been hooking up. And I seriously have a thing for women in scrubs. Like, I don't know, bro. Emily's ass, bro. Have you seen how her ass looks in the red one she wears? Not so much. Listen, I know you want to laugh, but not so much the blue ones, but the red ones. Bro, oh my
God. So she talks about you all the time, and she's like super into you, and I get the sense that that's not the case for you.
Dude, bro, not at all, man. I have a thing for women who are nurses, and that wear scrubs, right? So it's literally like I'm living on my fantasy every night when she comes over in her scrubs. It's just, man, it's just something about the scrubs, you know what I mean? Like those scrubs, you know?
So let's be really clear. If she quit her job and she became, I don't know, a damn insurance agent, you wouldn't want to see Emily anymore?
Nah, hell nah, man. I wouldn't even call her anymore. Not at all. Crazy.
Well, oh my God. Well, here's the good news. I don't work with Emily. This is actually Shaggy from the Shaggy and Friends on Z104. And Emily is listening right now. She heard all of this, so I bet you she won't be talking to you anymore.
Dude, bro, this is some f***ing clown shit. You're a clown, bro.
I'm a clown. Dude, you're a grown-ass man who is only talking to Emily because she wears scrubs.
No one told you to f***ing call me, bro.
Dude, she has a great job and she's a good person.
Oh, my God. You know what, Justin?
You just ruined my scrub, bro.
No, Shaggy isn't a clown. You're a f***ing scrub.
And guess what, Justin? No more scrubs for you.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.